Welcome to the Apex Church podcast. Thanks for listening and we hope you enjoy today's message. Be sure to check out our website at www.apexchurch.org.uk and let us know you've been listening. Now prepare your heart to hear a word from God today.
Hey, good morning. I am so glad to be here with you. I am so grateful to God for what he has done. This truly is the day he's made. We will rejoice and we will be glad in it. Hey, don't know about you, but I have really been impacted by these few days of prayer and fasting, just as we've been able to seek God and seek his will. I tell you, I just have a sense of renewed zeal, a renewed vision. I really feel that God has spoken to me personally, and I am excited about what 2022 is going to bring. I hope you feel the same way. And I have just loved this thought that we've been looking into in our sermon series and also during our time of prayer and fasting. Let's go. Let's go forward. Let's go together. Let's go big. I like that. Let's go big. And today I really want to touch a little on all three and bring encouragement to you. Recently, I have been having some problems with my shoulders and with my back, just some pain. So I went to the chiropractor just to get it checked out. And when I walked in, he says, well, just stand still till I look at you. And I says, yeah, the pain, I thought I was telling him, you know, the pain is all here in my shoulders. He says, yeah, I can see. He says, I could see that when you walked in. He says, I could see that's where you're carrying it. And I went, you could see just by watching and looking at my walk? He says, yeah, you maybe don't realize it, but you're carrying the stress up here in your shoulders. And I began to think about that because I think over this last year, over this last period of time, there's a lot of us that are carrying things that we don't even realize we're carrying. We're maybe feeling pain or discomfort in certain areas. But the truth of the matter is that over this period of COVID, so much has happened. And the enemy, I believe, is trying to dampen our enthusiasm. I believe the enemy is trying to get us to settle, to be complacent, to get still. And I really felt the challenge of that. Now, where I want to go this morning is based on a conversation I had with my mom, Mrs. C. She is one of the wisest women that I know. And our table talks, I tell you, the encouragement and the inspiration that I find from talking to her. And just last week, she said to me, you know, Neil, what the problem is right now? I says, well, Mom, I guess there's many problems. She says, the problem with the church in a whole is this, they've lost their song. I says, what do you mean, Mom, they've lost their song? She says, the enemy has got us looking down instead of looking up. He says, the enemy has got us that we're so distracted that song that God has put in our heart is not coming to the fore. She says, everyone needs a song. And I said, you know what, Mom? You're absolutely right. You see, what does the enemy do? He comes with doubt, distortion, discouragement, distraction, division. The enemy will try to derail us in so many different ways. And there's an incredible story that in the book of Isaiah where there's a desperate situation. And listen to what the prophet said to a situation where there was barrenness. Sing, barren woman who has never had a baby. Fill the air with song. You who've never experienced childbirth, you're ending up with far more children than all these childbearing women. God says so. Clear lots of ground for your tents. Make your tents large. Spread out. Think big. Use plenty of rope. Drive the tent pegs deep. You're going to need lots of elbow room for your growing family. How about that? You're going to take over whole nations. You're going to resettle abandoned cities. Don't be afraid. You're not going to be embarrassed. I believe that's the word of the Lord for someone this morning. Don't hold back. You're not going to come up short. You'll forget about all the humiliations of your youth, and the indignities of being a widow will fade from memory. What an incredible message about enlarging, about spreading out, about beginning to think big. And I really believe in 2022 Here's the word of the Lord. Hey, let's go together. Let's go forward, but let's go big. We don't serve a small God. We don't serve a limited God. We serve the all-powerful God, the creator of heaven and earth. And the prophet here is speaking into a situation of barrenness and dryness and lack of fruitfulness. And I guess the truth of the matter is, had lost song. And the prophet begins to speak and says, listen, if you realize the plans that God has for you, the things that God has for you are bigger than you realize. You need to break out for a breakthrough. Listen, the world we're living in is getting bigger and bigger all the time. And if you and I, if we want to take a town, a city, a nation, a community, there's got to be that capacity within us for enlargement. The future awaits people who grow spiritually, enlarge, and get bigger within themselves. And God says, if you knew the plans that I have for you, the plans are enormous. If only you knew what I had planned for your future, you would begin to sing. You see, think of this situation. The woman is barren. In those days, that was a heavy weight to carry. And she would have thought to herself, sing, my husband's going to sideline me. He's going to take another wife and they're going to produce children. What's going to happen to me? But the prophet said, if you only knew your future, if you could only see what God has got for you, you would act today like you already have the promises of tomorrow. You're going to get your song back. And I believe that God is speaking to us. Let's go. Church, it's time to get your song back. It's time to sing again. How do you respond to that feeling of barrenness and dryness and restriction and containment? Neil, I don't feel like singing. There's no reason to sing. If you knew my circumstances, if you knew my world, friend, if you knew the plans that God had for you, you would begin to sing. Why? Because nothing is impossible with God. Your barrenness, your dry season, your feeling of rejection, your feeling that you're not moving forward, you're feeling stale, you're feeling out of sorts. Well, I've got the answer. Start to sing. Time to get that song of Zion in your heart again. Let it resonate within you. You know, if you think back, those slaves that were taken from Africa, those men and women that were taken from Africa and were made slaves, they were shackled and they were put to work by their owners. But there's something that was called the Negro spirituals. You see, they realized that their hands may be shackled, but their spirit was not. And you know some of them, you can check this out on YouTube and through some of the documentaries, that even through the hard toil of the field and the labor that they were put through, there would be a song in their heart that would remind them of the goodness of God. Yes, they would sing about what they were going through, but they would sing about the presence of God. They got a song. You know, my old grandfather who was in the war, he used to tell me that, Neil, there were times that we would be discouraged, we would be exhausted, we would be tired, we didn't think we could go any further. We just thought, wait a minute, we just want to go home. He says, and suddenly we would hear the sound of the bagpipes. And when we began to hear the sound of those good old Scottish bagpipes playing familiar tunes, something rose within us. Suddenly the weak became strong because we rallied to a song. Hey, and what about Vera Lynn? The forces, sweetheart. Some of you know the songs better than I do. We'll meet again. Don't know where, don't know when. There'll be bluebirds over the white cliffs of Dover. You know what happened? The songs inspired the troops and a nation that there was a future ahead. But you need to realize that song is the language of the Bible. Christianity really is a religion of singing and songs. We have what is termed the songs of ascent that Psalms 120 right through for 15 of the Psalms. I love Psalm 122. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. In Exodus 15, when the children of Israel had come through the Red Sea, what did they sing? I will sing to the Lord. He has triumphed gloriously. The horse and its rider thrown into the sea. Miriam took a timbrel and with the woman rejoiced and danced. Jesus, on the night of communion, we read that he sang a hymn and went to the garden. But do you know there was a time when the children of Israel lost their song? They went through a period of barrenness. And I want to look into this just for a few moments because we read this incredible verse in 2 Chronicles chapter 29 verse 27. And when the burnt offering began, the song of the Lord also began. Now remember, I've already just said that Israel was known for its song but had lost its song. Why? Very simple. A wicked king called Ahaz. He was very young when he came to the throne, but he displeased God. He was an evil king. He was extremely wicked. It seems that he went out of his way to displease God. He encouraged moral decline in the nations. What did he do? He shut the doors of the house of God. He cut in pieces the articles of the house of God, and he made himself, the Bible says, he made for himself altars in every corner, the high places, the hills, under every green tree where people could just go and worship. He became under the oppression of the enemy, and he turned his back on God and started to serve the gods of these foreign nations. And you know what the Bible says? That in its time of distress, King Ahaz became increasingly unfaithful. One of the other translations puts it this way. In his time of deep trial, King Ahaz collapsed spiritually. How sad is that? Oppressed by the enemy, beaten down, you've turned your back on God, and now you're serving the God of the enemy rather than turning your back on God himself. The Bible says righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach. So what was the result? The song of the Lord ceased. And if we stopped there, it would be so sad, but I'm glad to say that God always has his man. God always has his woman. God always has someone that's going to come through. Why? Because God always has a person, because God, my friend, always has a plan. And the next king that came was Hezekiah. He was young as well. He was only 25 years old. But you know what Hezekiah did? He set about getting the song back. Well, what did he do? Because I think this might be very helpful to you. Well, we read in 2 Chronicles 29:1, firstly, he served the Lord according to the book. Hey, back to basics. I love that. Not according to his own ideas, not according to what the latest in thing was, not according to what everyone else was telling him, but according and just like his father David did, he served the Lord according to his book. My friend, if you're feeling distressed, out of sorts, going through barren situations, you've lost your song, maybe it's time for us to get back to the basics. Oh, there's great leadership books out there. There's great, good self-help books. But the answer, the manual for every one of us is still the Bible. The B-I-B-L-E is still the book for me. You can call me old-fashioned. You can call me what you want. But I still believe that God's word has the answer for every situation that we have to navigate, everything that we have to go through. We need to get back to basics. We need to serve the Lord according to his word. Hey, the Bible says often through scripture that the people did that which was right in their own sight. I tell you what, folks, when you walk according to your own sight, and you walk according to whatever the latest thing is, you'll discover that you'll end up in trouble. You see, I still believe that thou shalt not, still believes thou shalt not, means thou shalt not. I still believe that there's a way that seems right to man, but the end is that the Bible is still the book for me. And we need to know our word. We need to understand the comprehension of what God is saying. I was watching a documentary recently about a soldier that fought in the Iraq. Remember when Iraq invaded Kuwait all those years ago? And we had what we called Desert Shield. And troops were sent from all different nations. And they fought together. And I listened to this soldier's testimony as he says, you know, when we went to boot camp, he says, I thought this will be relatively easy. He says, and when they put that weapon in our hand, the drill sergeant said to me, right, take it apart. He says, so we all took it apart. He says, put it together again. He says, we put it together again. He says, take it apart. We took it apart. He says, put it together again. We put it together again. We went out for training at night. He says, now take the gun apart. And we had to do it in the dark. He says, put it back together again. He says, when we were sleeping, we had to keep the weapon close to us. He says, we thought we had that pretty much down par. He says, but when we went into action, he says, I was paralyzed with fear. He says, all natural reasoning left me. When I heard the artillery and when I saw what was happening around me, he says, but listen what happened. Reflex kicked in. Reflex, an action that is performed without consciousness, thought, as a response to a stimulus. He says, reflex and training kicked in. He says, and we grabbed that gun. He says, and we were able to go forward. He says, because I knew I could take it apart and put it back together again. My friend, when you're facing difficult situations, that's not the time to learn the Word of God. You need to be in the Word of God. When you're facing things that would take you down, there needs to be a reflex situation from your spirit. For we know, all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. This is the day that the Lord has made. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. God has got good plans for me. Yes, my friend, it's not the time to learn the Word of God when you find yourself in desperation. You need to get it into your spirit now so there's a reflex action. When there's times that the enemy comes and you're paralyzed with fear and anxiety and desperation and you don't know which way to go forward, I tell you what, back to the B-I-B-L-E. He served the Lord according to his book. And then what else did he do? The Bible says that he got his priorities right. In the first year of his reign, in the first month. Now wait a minute. The country was in a mess. Economically, politically, it was unstable. Let's just sort all these things out first. Let's take care of all the problems. And then when everything has come back together, then we'll make a commitment to change. No. Hezekiah did not wait for the favorable day. He knew that he had to have his priorities right. And if we're going to go forward, if we're going to go together, if we're going to go big, let me encourage you, in 2022, we need to have our priorities right. If righteousness exalts a nation, then we've got to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And what? All these things will be added to us. Listen, the ways of God should not be an afterthought. They should be our first thought. Elijah said, how long will you falter between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. In other words, be all in. You know, you're playing fast and loose with God. The church of the Laodiceans, you know, what do we read about them? You know, you're neither hot nor cold. The lukewarm church. My friend, you must realize we are in a battle. The devil will not give up easily. In fact, we're told that he comes as an angel of light. And if you're serious about survival, if you're like me, you're just sick of the enemy coming to kill and steal and destroy. You're fed up of the enemy attacking your family. You're fed up of the enemy taking friends out. You're fed up of the discouragement that the enemy puts into your spirit. Maybe it's time that we got our priorities right. Maybe it's time we says, wait a minute, I'm going back to that which is important. I am tired of the devil's occupation. Can I say to you, my friend, enough is enough. So what can we do? Well, we know in the Bible that often when the children of Israel found themselves in battle, the instruction came, send Judah first. Judah, the tribe of Judah, Judah means praise. Here's the instruction. Don't send the warriors out first, send the worshippers. And don't send the scouts out, send those that could sing. Send Judah first, and the battle will be won. My friend, it's time for you to get your song back. It's time for that to get beyond just words that you're singing. Deep in your heart, deep in your spirit. Come on, let's send Judah first. Let's get our song back. Let's get our priorities right, Neil. When everything comes together, and when my health is good, and when all my family are serving God, I'll get my song back. No, my friend, you need to sing now as if you already have the promises of God. Sing, Barren. Remember, we read that at the beginning. Don't wait until the fulfillment. Start to act right now like you're walking in the fulfilled promise of God. I truly believe that we need to get our priorities right. And then one last thing. He resolved to keep covenants with God. The Message paraphrase puts it beautifully. He says these words, I have decided to make a covenant with the God of Israel and turn history around. Can I read that again? I have decided to make a covenant with the God of Israel and turn history around. So what did he do? Well, you can read that yourself. I don't have enough time to go into it. He opened the doors of the house. He repaired them. That's a spirit of excellence. He wasn't satisfied just with open doors. No, he repaired that which had been broken. And then he brought in all the priests and the Levites. And he said to them, guys, things are about to change. So you need to sanctify yourself. You need to get ready. You need to prepare yourself for what God is about to do. And then he says, not only sanctify yourself, but clear all the rubbish out of the house. Clear all the rubbish out of the temple. Get the rubbish out of the holy place. Hey, that's a sermon in itself. Maybe there's rubbish in your life that you need to get rid of. And then what did he do? He restored the rite of sacrifice. And then he got the priests and the Levites to begin to praise God. Praise was reinstated. The Levites, the Bible says, with cymbals and stringed instruments, harps and the priests with trumpets. Could you imagine what that would have sounded like? And the Bible says, and when the burnt offering began, the song of the Lord also began. My friend, when the fire was ignited, they got their song back and turned a nation around. Oh, there's something in that preach about the fire. When the fire of the Holy Spirit is ignited afresh within each and every one of us, when the sacrifice begins, when we say, here we are, God, we lay all that rubbish, all my discontent, all my disappointments, all my delusionments, all my hurts and all my failures. Come on, why don't you lay it on the altar? And let the fire of the Holy Spirit consume that. Because when the sacrifice began, the song of the Lord began also. My friend, you need to get your song back. It's time for every one of us to get that spring in our step. I tell you, some of us, you're walking like I was walking with the weight of the world on your shoulders. But I just feel that it's time to begin to enlarge and get ready for what God is about to do. I just believe that it's time for all of us to start to think afresh of the goodness of God. Listen, I want to read that again if I can, because I think that will bring encouragement to you. Listen to what that scripture in Isaiah says again. Clear lots of ground for your tents. Make your tents large. Spread out. Think big. Use plenty of rope. Drive the tent pegs deep. You're going to need lots of elbow room for your growing family. You're going to take over whole nations. You're going to resettle abandoned cities. Don't be afraid. You're not going to be embarrassed. The sun comes up. It's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. You're listening to me this morning. You've never given your heart to Jesus. Something is strangely stirred right now within you. There's an awareness that there's a lack. I'll tell you what that lack is, the presence of God. The Bible tells us that God loved you and I so much that he sent his son, Jesus Christ. He came to this earth to give himself on the cross so that we could come into a relationship with God. My friend, you need a relationship with him. You don't need a relationship with religion. You need a relationship with Jesus. And I'd love to pray with you right now. Perhaps you'd ask Christ to come into your heart. Would you pray with me? Dear Lord Jesus, I recognize I'm a sinner, but you are my Savior. I ask you to come into my heart, forgive me of sin, and make me a child of God. I repent, and I recognize and realize that life is only abundant when I make you Lord. Hey, my friend, so glad you prayed that prayer. Why don't you let us know in the chat? Let me pray for another group of people. Those that have lost their song. Those that are just feeling no way out and no way through. Those that your vision has been diminished because you just can't see what the future holds. Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, I speak the blessing of God. And I speak the favor of God. I ask for the illumination of the Spirit to be their portion. Father, I pray that you would help us to get back to the book, back to the Bible, back to your ways, that we would get our priorities right and make covenant with you. Lord, yes, I'll fix what needs to be fixed so that I can move forward in the will of God. Father, I pray right now that something I've said would have ignited a spark in hearts. And Lord, that when the sacrifice begins, that the song of the Lord will begin also. Well, you can tell I've enjoyed preaching today. I want to encourage you. Let's go. Let's go forward. Let's go together. But let's go big.